The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House, fine Austrian dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 14 minutes now before the top of the hour. With us in studio is Clint Dudley. Clint is the owner, operator, he's the guy behind Shade Tree Auto. And I thanks to Brian from the Grimes Chamber of Commerce. Brian called me a couple of weeks ago. I said, hey, Michael, you got to talk to this guy. He's just got a, he's on fire over there with Shade Tree Auto, and he's got a great story to tell. So we said, ah, yeah, okay, Clint, you want to come in? And he did. Welcome to the News Hour, Clint.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
So this is kind of a cool story. You've been open 9 years, going on your 10th year, I think. Is that right?
That's correct.
And tell us the startup story of this. How did this business get started?
Well, honestly, it was a side project. I had a shop at home, and I just wanted to be able to deduct some of the expenses of the property and justify being able to work on some of the side projects that I had. So I started taking on some customers. My accountant says, you know, you have to show some sort of an income. So I'm like,
otherwise,
yeah, that's
it's
fine.
A hobby.
Yeah. So I started getting more and more customers in. I think the deciding point was I woke up one Sunday morning. There was a car parked on my front lawn, and I didn't know whose car it was or what I was supposed to do to it. A couple of days later, they called up and said, yeah, can you fix my air conditioning? You know, I was a referral from somebody else.
Sure.
So I said, you know, if I'm going to continue to do this, we better make it official. So we looked around. We found a great spot in Grimes that we have been growing, expanding ever since.
You know, one of the, I think, remarkable things about this story, and we're going to get into some of the meat and potatoes about why your place has thrived, but there is so much competition in this space. I mean, you know, anybody that can turn a wrench can go out there and do something like this. So It's not as though that there's not competition out there. Yet, Brian tells me from the Grimes Chamber that you guys have excelled. You've gotten all kinds of awards. Customers continue to talk positively about what the experience is at Shade Tree Auto. So what's the secret sauce, man? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, well, there's no real magic bullet, but you're right when you say that, you know, absolutely anybody could go out and wrench. There's no restrictions in the state of Iowa. There's no licensing requirements, no permit requirements. Anybody can go out and say they're a mechanic and start their own repair shop. So, yes, on one hand, that means that the market can be flooded, but on the other hand, it gives you this advantage over the majority of the people that are out there running a repair shop. And there are some really excellent repair shops here in the Des Moines area. Don't get me wrong. But, that was us. We were formally trained. We insist on the people that work for us to be formally trained, have some sort of degree, or be actively pursuing that. And having the right people there within the shop has been key. You know, we've got just a phenomenal crew right now of two ASE master technicians. I've got my service manager is both trained in auto and auto body. We've got a veteran that we just recently hired that is going through the DMAC program. And all of them are just doing a phenomenal job. So,
you know, you are perhaps the 400th person that has come through these doors here at the News Hour that throws up the DMAC flag.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is the two-year degree right now is so underestimated.
You know, underappreciated sometimes,
underappreciated, too. Absolutely. You know, in our industry alone, let alone any of the other, you know, heating and cooling or plumbing or welding, I mean, you can walk into this college, and 2 years later, you're walking out with a guaranteed job, making 40 to 50 grand a year. And it's fun work. I mean, I get to do
what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. And somebody's actually going to pay me money to do that. So,
you know, what's happened all across Iowa and much of the country is people are starting to recognize the fact that for generations, what we were doing was we were throwing kids into four-year degree programs that they were necessarily not really wanting or needing, or the marketplace really wasn't wanting or needing.
Sure.
And turning out these folks with an education, with high student debt, but no jobs, or jobs that were paying minimum. And today, people are starting to realize the effect of high-caliber trade schools, people that, you know, can weld, and they can do electricity, and they can do auto repairs, they can do all kinds of things, where many of us are going, I don't know, man, I got to hire it helped. Sure. But the industry has changed so dramatically in the past 15 years. I mean, you've been in business for 10 years. You were on the beginning of lots of this computerization inside the automobiles, and it's even getting more complicated as time goes on. I mean, I'm an old guy. I used to remember almost being able to stand in the engine compartment to take out the spark plugs and change spark plugs. That day is gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anymore. We're doing most of our stuff from underneath the car, you know, removal of engines and transmissions. Lexus rolled out. Their latest car has 72 computers in it. So we have to be able to understand, you know, not only the mechanical aspect of the car that's always been there and continues to be there, but now we're getting into IT, we're getting into, you know, data line communications and RF and Bluetooth and all of these amenities that is actually driving the market right now.
It is.
It's what people want is the bells and the whistles in these cars, and that is coming before, you know, fuel mileage and safety ratings
and we've already tackled to a great degree some of those fuel mileage issues. You know, we've built lighter cars, we've built smarter cars, if you will, and that's one of the reasons, you know, that we see gasoline and oil prices continuing to drop is because the demand just hasn't been there. And of course, China's not helping any. They're saying, hey, well, we're going to put the brakes on our economy a little bit. Let me ask you just about the automobile repair business in itself.
Mm-hmm.
With so much opportunity that's out there, how do you differentiate your shop compared to everybody else?
Well, it's a number of things. Like I said before, I've probably got the best crew that I've ever worked with in my whole career working for me right now. So having the right people is key. Two, we've got a 4-year, 40,000-mile warranty on both parts and labor for everything
really?
That we do. So, yeah, it's above and beyond not only what our competitors do, but what you can actually get from the factory when you purchase the car. So we're that confident in the types of repairs that we
do. So I bring my Kia Amante to you, and
absolutely.
You fix it, and you're going to give me a
4-year, 40,000-mile warranty.
On what you've done.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep. And we were able to do that because we had slowly crept this warranty up and up over the years until the point where we're like, if it's not going to fail in the first 2 years, why are we stopping the warranty at 2 years? So, and we've had nothing but good things from that.
Now, with those warranty programs, I'm familiar with some in the tractor supply area and tractor parts and things like that. Many are offering at least a 1-year warranty. And basically, that's kind of an insurance policy against the hardware and the work. Is that kind of how you guys work the warranty program too?
Yeah. When you have so many options to pull from after market parts and factory parts, a lot of them carry their own warranties. Usually there's 2 or 3 tiers of quality on these parts. The parts that we've always used have been lifetime warranty parts whenever possible. So in the event that it goes beyond the 4-year 40,000, we're confident that we can replace that part at no cost to the part itself. So it's really a moot point to not offer that to the customer.
Clint Dudley, ladies and gentlemen, he is Shade Tree Auto, based out of Grimes. I was at your facility a couple of years ago. It was for an after-hours event for one of the chambers here in town. And I have to tell you, you know, we have not really talked about this much, but when I went in there, I could not believe it. And of course, it was you guys had a little time to plan for this, but it was immaculate. I mean, the place was clean.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
long ago has the dirt floor and the grungy stuff gone away, right?
Oh, no, you can still find that.
Yeah.
we didn't like say the back room. No.
All right, I got it.
But no, it's obviously for safety reasons and getting it out of customer cars, it doesn't make any sense not to clean up the
So where's your sweet spot when you're talking about the prime customer of your? Are you dealing with younger people, middle-aged people, older people? Are they all females, males? Where's that sweet spot for your?
Sure. Yeah, we've actually identified that as being working families that have kids that are going to the junior high school age that just don't have time to get their cars in. We've actually developed a program called the STARS program that allows you to have us, you can schedule online 24 hours a day. We can pick up your car, deliver a loaner vehicle, We can
busy
email
families.
You. Yes, email you digital inspections, digital estimates. You can approve that, pay online. We can actually deliver a car back to you if you're so inclined. So we've really taken the work out of getting the car to the repair shop.
And that's one of the things with busy families. You know, you've got kids in soccer doing all these things. Maybe one's in the band or whatever it happens
sure.
to be. And I would suspect now that, unfortunately, there's a lot of single-parent families out there that have got to schedule around kid activities, their own activities, work. Makes it a convenient opportunity for them.
Yes, we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Clint Dudley is his name. The business is called Shade Tree Auto in Grimes. How do you market yourself? Other than word of mouth from customers, how's...
Yeah, the occasional radio spot. That's
oh, very good. We like that.
No, it's trying to keep the customers just as satisfied as possible. We do a lot of work within the chambers. That's been huge for us. We're actively involved in a couple of the chambers around town. Grimes, I've actually been the president of the Grimes Chamber. I still sit on their board. Being able to walk in that room and introduce yourself, especially in our industry, kind of breaks that tension because, let's face it, the auto repair industry isn't known for being straight up and honest. So that's kind of been our strength. We can go in, you get to meet me, we get to talk about who you are and who I am, and maybe 3 or 4 months down the road,
you
decide to bring your car
yeah.
in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're trying to do, trying to be as transparent as possible, really make it easy for you to, comfortable for you to come in and have your car serviced with us.
Now, as far as your location where you're presently at, mm-hmm. why don't you tell folks about where that is in Grimes? It's kind of,
yeah.
it's a little off the beaten path,
sure.
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you can't get there from here.
You gotta look for it.
You have to look for it. We're actually, if you take 141 towards Grimes, the first interchange you get to is 37th.
Right.
Head east towards Johnston. We'd be about 3 blocks in on the left-hand side. So it's tucked away. It's a little tough to find the first time, but it's actually pretty easy to get to. I was able to get down here to the studios in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the beauties of being in Des Moines in the metro. You know, you're almost anywhere in 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's great. Well, congratulations. You've won a number of awards. People are lifting you up as a great business, and I appreciate you coming in and talking a little bit about that. We like to talk about not only startup communities or startup businesses, but also those that are pretty well established and doing well, because it does make a difference, I think, in the business community here and around.
It does. We've been very honored this last year.
Yeah, there you go. Clint Dudley, ladies and gentlemen, he is Shade Tree Auto. How many folks do you have working for you, just out of curiosity?
There's 5 of us total.
Yeah, 5 of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still swing a wrench?
No, I've got better guys than that.
I give up, man. I'm flooded with paperwork now. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Clint Dudley, ladies and gentlemen, Shade Tree Auto of Grimes. Hey, thanks for being with us for this entire hour of the Business News Hour. That's why we call it the Business News Hour, because we're here for an hour. Tricky how we did that. And see how we did? Pretty slick. Hey, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. The voice of insight on business is none other than Jimmy Olson. For those folks, for Clint Dudley, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.